This Steve Jones Show podcast is now loading. The Steve Jones Show podcast is presented by Sunbury Motor Company, Purdy Insurance, Brewers Outlet, and NIL Game Changers. Bringing you an in-depth look at Penn State sports and more. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. The Steve Jones Show is presented by Purdy Insurance, Brewers Outlet, NIL Game Changers, and Sunbury Motor Company. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Welcome. Great to have you with us today. I believe we're going to talk about Pocono here at some point as soon as we get Ben May on the line, the president of Pocono Raceway. And also the person that is repeatedly harassed by the suit about getting IndyCar back. It's just, no wonder he's reluctant to call. Neil Coulong at 2:05, and then essentially Todd and I are going to leave early. Because Matt Cotrillo's on the final half hour, and Todd, I think that's the story. We're going to leave early.
Yeah. That sounds like a plan to me.
I mean, because he's just going to talk, and there's just, I mean, we might as well even, like, even not even pretend to be here. All right. That's just me. All right. Ben May joins us. Pocono International Raceway. First of all, Ben, great to have you with us, and we hope you're doing well.
I am quite well. Thank you. Appreciate you all having me on.
Okay, great. So let's talk about the marriage between Pocono and NASCAR. What has made it so successful for both ends?
Well, I mean, originally it started with NASCAR. I mean, this is our 51st year on the NASCAR Cup Series circuit, right? So when you start looking back at what the world was like 50 years ago and the relationships that were in place, the France family and the Mattioli family have and still have a remarkable relationship, and that's one of, you know, respect and delivering for the sport, helping grow the sport, and really just being all in on what has made NASCAR successful for 75 years and what we hope will be another 75 years.
Right. Well, and exactly. And along the way, when you look at the raceway itself, when people walk into it right now, what are a couple of tweaks that you've made around there for the fans in the past couple of years?
Yeah, so last year was really one of the bigger changes we've made in modern history, or in recent history, maybe not modern history. We knocked down our old Victory Circle building, which was 30-plus years old. It was dated and wasn't a great experience for the fans. And in its place put a 200-foot, 20-foot-high elevated viewing platform so people could see down to the garage, down on the pit road. And also with that change, we moved Victory Lane into a fan-accessible area. Previously, it was kind of in pit road. You couldn't get to it, and now fans can crowd around Victory Lane in our paddock area, 10, 15 feet from the winning driver, celebrating with the team and the crew, and it was remarkably successful last year. Folks are having a blast.
No question. There's another part, too. It's how you treat kids along the way. And it's so important to get young people interested in sports for long term. You've made a lot of decisions about kids, including how much it costs to get in.
Absolutely. You know, in the name of growing the sport and growing a niche sport, you know, I mean, I think it's very easy for a kid to pick up a basketball, you know, throw a baseball,
sure,
play t-ball, right? It's just more of an accessible thing as a youngster out there. So a couple years back, we started going kids 12 and under free, and
yep.
You know, a lot of that is a luxury we have of being a family-owned business, and mm-hmm. you know, not driven solely by profit, right? We want to make sure that we're growing the sport, we're doing right by families, we're doing right by our community, and we're really just taking care of people and offering an affordable form of entertainment. So kids 12 and under are free to Pocono for every race we have.
And, of course, the partnership with the Lehigh Valley Riley Children's Hospital. Another thing is, quote, the right thing to do, but how strong has that partnership been and what has it meant to each side?
Yeah, we have a handful of partners that are in that, you know, 20-year range. Lehigh Valley Health Network, one of them. Chevrolet is another, General Motors. But having a local health system like LVHN that, you know, not only provides for the care of our fans and participants, but also the drivers and anything that could or may happen. And having it locally in Allentown, I mean, LVHN has been spectacular to us, and the Mattioli family has in return. We have a couple of medical buildings with the Mattioli family name on them in Stroudsburg and also down in Allentown. So having, you know, I think those are these ones that you hear companies talk about true partners and sports facilities talking about true partners. That's exactly what this is with LVHN. It's a two-way street, and we really enjoyed working with them for, you know, two decades.
All right, no question. And, of course, it's a big weekend, I mean, including the Craftsman Truck Series. That's going to be on Friday. You've got the Xfinity Series. That's going to be on Saturday. And, of course, the big one will be the Cup Series, the Great American Getaway 400. With each one, do you find that there's a changeover in crowd for each one, or do you find that it's the same crowd virtually each time?
No, but the Cup Series race really draws, it draws obviously the avid fans, but it draws new intrigue. NASCAR's done a great job of marketing the sport. They had the Netflix special. They've done a great job with the new race car. So, you know, you see that in a little different form and fashion. And then I feel like when you start trickling down to the Truck Series and the Xfinity Series, you know, you're talking about a true avid race fan, especially in the Truck Series. Those guys and girls are earning it, and I think a lot of the avid fans respect it, and some folks just like the trucks. I mean, they're cool, right? It's pretty neat to see a pickup truck doing 200 miles an hour. It's kind of an anomaly in the world of racing. So you do see a variety of it, and then, you know, you mentioned kids a second ago. We do have our kids' day on Saturday, so you see a lot of families in the venue on Saturday, and we're introducing them to the guys and girls of the Xfinity Series, which is also pretty special.
Yeah, no question about that. And as for the 200 miles an hour, you haven't seen our manager drive, so let's pretend we've never seen it before. There's also a lot that goes with this, including the Richard Childress Racing fan experience.
Yeah, we have I think in an industry as big as NASCAR is globally, you know, our industry is small, right? And you have relationships, and you have friends with race teams, and you have friends at NASCAR. And, we approached the good folks at Richard Childress Racing with an idea of saying, hey, how about we get a Kyle, who's a two-time champion, NASCAR Hall of Famer Richard Childress, and Austin Dillon, talked to some fans on Sunday before the race, and that's part of this. So we have a ticket package where you can listen to Richard, Kyle, and Austin, get a little gift from RCR as part of it. But that's the stuff that I think is just very different in racing than you find in other sports, right? I mean, rarely are you going to be able to sit with the quarterback or the point guard, right, a couple of hours before the game starts. I mean, that's reserved for high paying sponsors and, you know, VIP type folks. But NASCAR is much different than that. I mean, the accessibility is top-notch, so when our friends at Richard Childress Racing agreed to throw a package out with us, and, they're bringing out the full suite of team owner, champion, and driver, so it's really cool, and, you know, the fans are going to enjoy it, and, you know, Richard Childress has been doing this for as long as anyone, so he's got great stories regardless.
Yeah, but it also tells me a lot about Kyle Busch and Austin Dillon, about the heart rate of these guys. They're about to go out there, and they're going to be cranking around the tricky triangle, you know, at 150 to 200 miles per hour, yet they're calm, cool, and collected to sit there and do a Q&A with fans before they get in the car.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I always go back to the quarterback, right? I mean, the quarterback's not doing that, right? I mean, it's just maybe the union or the league wouldn't allow it, or they don't want to do it. It tells you a lot about these drivers, and it also goes back to the core economics of motorsports. You know, these drivers know that without the fans, you know, they're not in the driver's seat, and without the fans supporting the partners or the sponsors on their car and buying their products and engaging with them, right, that they're not going to support Richard Childress Racing. So Kyle and Austin and any driver for that matter, you know, the economics of NASCAR and motorsports are just very different, and the fans understand it as well. So the fans say, okay, look, Kyle's my guy. And you know, the easiest one we used to always say around here was, you know, back when Tony Stewart was in the Home Depot car and Jimmy Johnson was in the Lowe's car, there was no chance that a Tony Stewart fan was going to Lowe's. That was never going to happen.
No. Never going to happen. What does it take, Ben, today in this world to run a racetrack and to make sure it stays on the plus side of the ledger year-round, you know, and not just on a NASCAR weekend?
It takes a lot of creativity and effort. So we consider ourselves, obviously we're a racetrack, that's our core business, but, you know, we consider ourselves an entertainment venue as well. So if you were ever traveling by our place in the, you know, in the summer weekends or in the spring or fall weekends, you'll see we have a Lantern Fest, we have a Tough Mudder, we had a Mud Girl run recently. So we sit on about 1,500 acres here. So just being creative in how you're, you know, how you're diversifying your revenue above and beyond what comes naturally, and naturally with a lot of work for a NASCAR race is important to us. So we have a beautiful 2.5 mile triangle racetrack, right, that NASCAR runs on. But you know what people don't know, unless they've poked around on Google Earth, is that we have 17 road courses inside the triangle. So we have racing schools, we have motorcycle schools, we have all kinds of car clubs and things of that nature that keep us quite busy and keep the lights on.
Right, that keeps the lights on indeed. When you talk to the drivers, the owners, and so forth, because the track is so different, now every track has its own personality, but not like this track. What do they tell you about this track with the three turns? Because all three turns are so different.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what's neat about the tricky triangle, as we like to call it here. Three different turns. Each turn has a different degree of banking, a different radii, and our three straightaways are different lengths. So when you have a driver, a car chief, a crew chief, and a, you know, group of engineers, you can't be good in every turn, right? You can't be fast in every turn. So you tend to hear them talk about, you know, where are they picking and choosing? Are they gonna be fast coming out of turn three because that has the longest straightaway, so you need to carry, you know, the most speed for a length of time, or do you want to be, you know, fast and make sure you do some passing coming into or out of turn one, since the banking is 14 degrees, whereas turn three is 6 degrees and turn two is 8. So, you know, when you get into the physics and engineering of race cars, is where the sport is also, I think, really, really cool and just a lot different for people that don't understand the strategy. And then obviously the fan fun that you experience at the track versus what you see on the track and how that all meshes together into one pretty cool day that happens. You know, they'll run 36 NASCAR races a year, and it's we're one of them, and I think that's spectacular.
Ben, I have a lot of people who come up to me and say, Steve, I want to get into sports. I'm like, okay, well, there's a lot of things in sports, okay, you know, that you can do. Okay, so what is it about your job where you can't wait to wake up every day and get to the track? What is it that's a big motivator for you that you love your job so much?
Well, I used to be a loan officer, so I know what
well,
I don't
want to
do.
It.
Right? I know what I don't want to go back to.
Yeah, I gotcha.
No offense to the bankers out there. It was my first job and one I wouldn't trade for the world, because you certainly learn a lot really fast about what to do and what not to do with your personal finances. So my perspective is pretty good. My wife is also an oncology nurse, so you know I always joke with her that she's out there doing really important life-saving things, yeah. And I'm over here just in fun, and I'm over here in just fun La La Land. Yeah. So I've got a good perspective on life.
Yeah, no question you do. Finally, the ability to get tickets. You can obviously go online to the Raceway's website. Other ways you can get tickets?
Yeah, PoconoRaceway.com/tickets. You mentioned the Richard Childress Racing package with Kyle Busch. We have a couple other cool offers out there. Kids 12 and under free. Tickets start at $50. If you want to give a call down to Tammy, Britt, and Kayla in the ticket office, 1-800-RACEWAY is the number. And then, of course, I'm here to save you a few bucks. So you can use promo code BEN, which is B-E-N, my first name. And when you place your order, I'll save you a few bucks.
You're the man. Ben, thanks so much. Appreciate it. It's going to be a great weekend, and hopefully it'll be wall-to-wall fans to see great racing. And that'll be coming up the weekend after this.
Yeah, July 12th to the 14th is showtime here in Northeast PA. I appreciate you.
Thank you, Ben. Appreciate you.
Have a good day.
Ben May, Pocono International Raceway. The Tricky Triangle. Right? Which, by the way, describes our parking lot. It's just, you know.
I was going to say that's what you have to navigate to get to the suit's office.
Oh, my goodness. Absolutely. And that 200 miles an hour. I mean, you ever see him go down 11 and 15? Oh.
No. I was going to say the last time somebody did that, they ended up on top of the Chinese restaurant. So.
Okay. Well, then we'll take a break. Opening half hour brought to you by our good friends at NIL Game Changers, the ultimate destination for name, image, and likeness opportunities, both athletes and businesses. Visit NILGameChangers.org here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
When car repairs get difficult.
Well, I just don't know.
Me neither.
We get good. Sunbury Motors. More than quality new and used cars, Sunbury Motors specializes in complicated auto repair diagnosis. They can handle intricate repairs and even complete auto body with service open Monday through Friday, 7 till 4. And Sunbury Motors has made simple repairs easy. Maintaining your vehicle is necessary. Finding the time to do it is difficult. Welcome to Sunbury Motors Quick Lane. Just walk in or call ahead. Relax in their remodeled waiting room with Wi-Fi, beverages, and snacks. Will Sunbury Motors factory trained techs take care of your oil change, tire alignments, brakes, and inspections. Quick Lane, 6:30 to 6, Monday through Friday, Saturday, 6:30 till 2. Sunbury Motors, Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury. And Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. We take the out of auto repair.
You want your young athlete to get the most out of life and NIL. You need a roadmap, a strategic approach. NIL Game Changers help student athletes earn while they learn in their collegiate journey. Driven by former student athletes and coaches who work as NIL sports agents and content media designers, they'll guide both student and family, starting with high school students looking toward college and those already in college. Get a seasoned team of marketing experts with a background in athletics and coaching. Visit NILGameChangers.org, the ultimate destination for name, image, and likeness opportunities.
And half hour brought to you by NIL Game Changers, the ultimate destination for name, image, and likeness opportunities for both businesses and athletes. Start your journey today at NILGameChangers.org. Well, you know, you think about the suit driving, and it's just scary. You know, scary.
Well, at least it doesn't have the wings like the IndyCar race. It's just a normal car.
Imagine if he did, how fast he'd go.
I know. He has to keep the wheels down on the ground. He doesn't have the wing to do that.
I mean, or, you know, once he's done watching a movie in the afternoon, he has to go out and, like, do some sales calls. He's got to get there fast. What?
This is probably why they took the Fast and the Furious DVDs out of his office.
See, even you're starting to join in now.
I know.
You're starting to get it. All right. How about the U.S. soccer team last night? Ay. Look, Panama, for example, in that country, the number one sport is soccer. I got it. Uruguay, unquestionably the number one sport is soccer, right? So I understand. So this is not a knock on their soccer teams, because soccer means sports-wise everything in those countries. But this is a country of 335 million people. We can't find 12 guys to win?
I was going to say, nothing brings this country together anymore, but I think the consensus is that at least on X, is that the coach needs to go.
Yeah. I mean, look, Pulisic is a great player. Not a good player. He's a great player. But by golly, it's just, we're a country of 335 million. We can't find 12 better guys than Uruguay or Panama? And again, that's not to knock them. I'm talking about our population size is remarkable. I mean, is there any program that we have in the U.S. that does less?
Ready to experience healthcare designed exclusively for people 65 and older? At Geisinger 65 Forward, you get a whole team devoted to keeping you healthy. It's more than just a clinic. It's a complete welcoming home for your good health. Your doctor will take time to truly understand your needs and provide personalized care. And if you need lab or imaging services, they're right on site. You'll benefit from nutrition guidance, a personal wellness plan, and educational activities. Join the Geisinger 65 Forward family today. Call 866-429-0343 or visit geisinger.org/sign me up.
Summer fun means Pie Nighter Days in King Street Park, Northumberland, and you're invited. The 51st annual Pie Nighter Days are back June 29th through July 5th. The Pie Nighter store and concessions will be open each night Monday through Friday from 5 till 10 p.m. Don't miss nightly entertainment from Into the Spin, Memory Lane, the Flu Shots Top Shelf, and the Lucky Afternoon Band, and live broadcasts from 94KX Eagle 107 and the Valley. The Car Cruise In and Car Show are also part of the fun. Learn all about the 51st annual Pie Nighter Days by visiting them on Facebook.
Rudy Giuliani has officially been disbarred in New York. CBS's Linda Kenyon reports.
In its decision, the court said that Giuliani was disbarred from the practice of law and his name stricken from the role of attorneys and counselors at law in the state of New York.
Former President Trump's sentencing for his hush money conviction in New York could be delayed a couple weeks following yesterday's presidential immunity ruling from the Supreme Court. Legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
Trump's motion to dismiss the federal criminal case is still alive until the federal trial judge conducts an evidentiary hearing to determine what constitutes official acts.
Prosecutors believe this case has no merit. Beryl, still a Category 5 hurricane now as it moves through the Caribbean and heads towards Jamaica. But Grenadines Prime Minister Ralph Gonsalves says it's already caused extensive damage there.
90% of the houses have been severely damaged or destroyed.
The storms killed at least four people. CBS News Brief, I'm Monica Ricks.
Hi, this is Steve Jones. Join me on Wednesday, August 7th at the Susquehanna Valley Country Club for the 33rd annual Truman H. Purdy Memorial Golf Tournament. Get your four-person scramble team together to support the Greater Susquehanna Valley YMCA. There are loads of prizes, including hole-in-one, closest to the flag, longest drive, and more. Call 570-556-4191 to get registered and then join me and Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation Wednesday, August 7th at the 33rd annual Truman H. Purdy Memorial Golf Tournament.
Bringing you an in-depth look at Penn State sports and more. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. The Steve Jones Show is presented by Sunbury Motor Company, Purdy Insurance, Brewers Outlet, and NIL Game Changers. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
And this half hour is brought to you by our great friends at Purdy Insurance, Marcus Reed and Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. Auto, home, life, business, boat, motorcycle, RV. They will take care of all of your insurance needs. Look, we have multiple insurance needs. Simple as that. And they can handle them all. And they'll do everything they can to save you money. Sometimes that happens to be bundles. Sometimes we're allowed. You're allowed to go over state lines. So, and customer service means everything to them. It's all at Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. All right. So, yeah, we're talking about the U.S. men's soccer team. You know, it's one thing, for example, if, like, for the U.S., you know, say the soccer team loses to Germany or Italy or whatever, Brazil, you know, Spain. All right. Established long-term, deep, deep, deep programs. And I know that there are multiple sports options for young people in this country. But over the years, is there any program that the United States has that has fewer expectations? I mean, they don't bring with them any expectations.
Maybe a smaller Olympic sport, but that's not something people care as much about.
Yeah. I mean, you look at what the wonderful things, for example, that the women's soccer program has done. Now, to their credit, women's soccer gets going, and they're way ahead of the curve. They got out in front of it before others really got going with it. And girls in this country want to play soccer. They want to play basketball as well. But a lot of them want to play soccer. They look at the great players that they've had in these teams over the years, and they want to be them. Now, Pulisic is one that a lot of young people in our country probably sit there and like emulate. But who else? Again, I keep going back to the fact we're a country of 335 million people. Right? So, in Uruguay, soccer, sports-wise, means everything. Panama, sports-wise, soccer means everything. Doesn't mean everything in this country, but remember, this country's co-hosting the World Cup in 2 years. You need a showing. You have to at least get to the knockout round. If you want to advance the sport in this country, the U.S. men's team needs to get to the knockout round. They can't do what they just did in Copa America. But again, they bring with it so few expectations.
I think part of it goes back to our youth sports culture. I think that's part of the problem. You have to be, to get into these high-level soccer programs, you have to be have a good amount of money. They were talking at one of my daughter's youth summer games a couple weeks ago that one of the travel teams around here is $1,600 for the season.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you have to have a certain amount of means to get on these travel teams. And like I talked before, soccer is one of those sports that's where the recruiting starts, is off your travel team and not really off your soccer team.
Well, you know what? While I understand it takes that kind of money to do it, I think it's important for the U.S. to find talent wherever they can find it. Wherever they can find it. I wouldn't discourage talent. I wouldn't have money be the part that discourages talent.
Baseball's running into the same thing. Baseball's very expensive to play if you play anything other than Little League.
Yeah, I understand that. But again, you can't allow money to be the deterrent to getting talent. If you start having money dictate your ability to get talent, you are going to fall behind other people. The important part is to put it in such a way where you can find the best and also make it a great experience for young people. That way they'll want to watch it if they don't move up the ladder or whatever, but they'll want to watch it, be a part of it, buy tickets because they love it. If money is causing it to be a deterrent because somebody feels they need to make a buck out of it, and I know it does take money to go places, get competition, and so forth. That I understand that completely. But when it becomes ultra expensive, and you are potentially X-ing out talent because they can't afford to be there, are you doing the job you should be doing?
Oh, no, not in the least. And honestly, I mean, look at how Pusilik was developed. I mean, he's originally from Hershey and had to leave the country as a teenager to get proper development.
Right. Oh, I know. I understand that. And he's a great player. But it always struck me. This is going back. Oh, I'm going to go back 30 years ago. And I was coaching youth sports at the time, but I'm talking about Little League, Babe Ruth, you know, CYO basketball, things like that. Okay? You know, and I'm just having a good time doing it and trying to teach certain things. But there's so many parents that I know of that the pathway in their mind to getting their child a scholarship was through sports. Now, I know that can save money, but they spent so much money on travel teams and things like that. I don't know if there was a payoff. I'd have to ask them. And I remember one family one time, I said, "How was your vacation?" And they said, "Well, we went out to Colorado." "Yeah, okay." I said, "Great." I said, "Boy, I must have been some trip." He says, "Yeah, it was all part of the soccer tournament." I'm like, "Oh, jeez." I'm like, "Okay." I'm like, "All right." I don't know.
You know, I realize it's soccer. They're not probably going to get as much money. But in the other sports, you know, with the money that's coming into college sports, it's probably only going to get worse. You're going to see those dollar signs.
Yeah, no, I know. And look, and I understand. Like, for example, this July is a big AAU month, right, for basketball. Okay. And we just went through camp month here. Okay. And it takes a lot to get involved in these things. And I understand that. Man, it's like, I'll never forget, was it Porter? Who ended up being one of the top five guys in the draft, and his father wouldn't let him play AAU. He ended up playing at Georgetown. And in the end, you know, it worked out for him because he ended up getting to the NBA and was a top pick. I mean, he had an NBA career, but his father wouldn't let him play AAU. That's a rarity.
I mean, in this day and age, they'll find you. I don't necessarily know that you. I realize people think that.
No. Do they? That's one thing I've talked about in baseball all the time. I get baseball a lot of credit because they've done a great job of scouting it. I've always said baseball, if you're good, they will find you. Because, I mean, I've seen so many guys here from so many different small colleges that have come in here. But I'm wondering in other sports if you can find somebody these days because of all the camps, because of all the AAU and stuff.
I mean, if you're putting up the... I mean, now, I guess, if you're putting up those kind of numbers at Division III or Division II, you just spend your fourth year at Division I when you enter the transfer portal. But, I mean, those guys... I mean, even 30 years ago, the kid at Lebanon Valley College, Andy Panko, got invited to a draft camp and ended up playing a little bit for the Lakers. So I always feel like if you're good enough, though, somebody will find you. It might take a while, and it may take 4 or 5 years in Europe or something. But
that's also part of the problem in this country. I'm not saying it's part of the problem for the NBA. because they have to go where the talent is. European talent, you know, and the fact that there's NBA Africa now. There was a player drafted out of the NBA Africa Academy that they had, Australia. And people are now starting to ask the question, what are they doing in this country? Because is college basketball developing stars? People know who Zach Edey is, and he ended up being a lottery pick. Well, fans know who he is. They know who he is. Right? Now the two guys that were the top two picks in the draft, they only know they're the top two picks in the draft. There's nobody out there listening to us right now that ever saw them play a game. I know I never saw them play a game.
I think those places do a better job. Their systems, obviously, their system's a little different. And they kind of do a better job by identifying those people at like 10 or 12 and then stick them into a pro program almost where they're, you know, on a pro minor league team, you know, from the time they're 10 or 11 and pretty much going to school and playing basketball all the time.
I think when people hear the $22 million a year here, right, with starting next year, right? Some people may feel that that's like pro minor league teams, right?
Well, I mean the Japanese baseball player, you know, kind of get away from, you know, to get a chance earlier in the major leagues. You know, he kind of did the came over here to play at Stanford.
Yeah, well, I know.
I mean, it's. I think they're going to have to find, you know, they're going to have to figure this out. Maybe not now, maybe not in 5 years, but, you know, I think as this trend gets bigger, I think it's people are going to realize it's a problem.
Yeah. We'll take a break this half hour, brought to you by our good friends at Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Party time, game time, or just fun time. Doesn't matter what time it is, because it's Brewers Outlet time. The Beverage Supermarket has the area's largest beer selection. Imports, microbrews, ciders, and domestics. Pick from over 100 ice-cold 12-packs and dozens of 24-ounce singles. Soda, snacks, hot sauces, fresh roasted peanuts. Make it one-stop party shopping, and don't forget the pickle bar. So whatever you're celebrating or just doing it up, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury, wants to see you. And thank you for your years of patronage.
Hi, this is Season. For over 100 years, the Purdy Insurance Agency has been protecting families and businesses of the greater Susquehanna Valley and beyond. With the experience of our trained and knowledgeable staff, you can rest assured that your needs will be evaluated and met by some of the industry's best representatives. No matter what your insurance needs are, call Purdy Insurance today at 570-286-5855. Visit our website at purdyinsurance.com or check us out on Facebook to see what we can do for you.
There's something to be said about a sale with a handshake. A service technician who really knows what he's doing. They can explain it in English what the problem is. There's nothing better than having that friend you could trust in the area. That's Sunbury Motors, where you get selection, knowledgeable salespeople, and prices that fit your budget, and more important, that friend you can trust. Welcome to Sunbury Motors, Kia, Ford, and Hyundai. You could shop other dealers and compare prices, but at Sunbury Motors, you get their lowest price promise. They research the current used vehicle market and guarantee their used car prices are the lowest. If you find a lower price, Sunbury Motors will beat it. Three dealers all in one. See their full new and pre-owned inventory at sunburymotors.com. Pick out a vehicle you like and schedule your test drive online. Follow them on Facebook. Sunbury Motors Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. Auto, home, light, business, boat, motorcycle, RV. We have multiple insurance needs. And because we have multiple insurance needs, we need somebody that can handle all of them. Well, that's Purdy Insurance. And customer service means everything to them. Don't forget about the Purdy Memorial Golf Tournament to benefit the Greater Susquehanna Valley YMCA on Wednesday, August 7th. Get your team together now for that. I know our team will be out there. Now, I don't know if we're all on the same team. I believe we're not. But, yeah. That's always a great day. We've been a part of that now. This will be, what, the 13th year I've gone to it? Something like that. So, 13th year. For us. And, fabulous. All right. By the way, happy Bobby Bonilla Day. That was yesterday. Another nearly 1.2 million. You do realize that Bobby Bonilla, who has literally done nothing athletically for years and years, makes about $400,000 more than Brock Purdy. Yeah.
Those Mets didn't have a salary cap, though.
No kidding. But, yeah. But Brock Purdy, who took his team to the Super Bowl, makes $400,000 less than the guy that hasn't swung a bat in years and years.
I think the most amazing number from the NBA free agency stuff now is Isaiah Hartenstein now makes $7 million more a year than Jalen Brunson with his free agent contract with the Thunder.
Yeah, Hartenstein, yeah. Yeah, I saw that, yeah. Yep. It's amazing how it works.
I'm sure that excites Jalen.
Yeah. But remember, he signed his contract with the Knicks. I mean, he came over from Dallas. So, you know. Yeah. Amazing. Yeah. It's another day where, you know, we talked about. Let me give you a little thing about SMU for a moment. SMU, you know, is not taking any money from the TV deal from the ACC, right? Listen to this. Since the day they were announced, which was last year, since the day they were announced as accepting an invitation to go to the ACC, they have raised $156 million for their athletic programs. How about that?
Did you know there's a local connection to SMU Athletics?
Local connection meaning what, Todd? I don't know what that
is. Their director of facilities is a Lewisburg High graduate.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay. Then we got to get him on and talk about all the branding and marketing they had to do with a change over the arena and the football stadium. But they have raised $156 million since the move. Nobody's more excited about it than they are. And
does that equal their fundraising for the Pony Express?
That's private equity.
No.
But you think about this, they do this. And it's been a 37-year rehabilitation program for SMU to get to this point. Their people, we can talk about Stanford and Cal being in. Stanford and Cal, by the way, are only getting $11 million apiece from the media deal. The SMU people are over the top excited about this. $156 million in fundraising for athletics. I don't know if you've ever been to the campus. The campus is gorgeous. They're going to bring a lot to the table. They're going to be one of the contenders, I think, out of the gate, just like I think Utah is going to win the Big 12. But I think that SMU is going to be in the thick of the ACC race this year. Stanford and Cal will be in the thick of, like, Nowheresville.
I think, you know, just because of being in the American Conference, they've been pretty good football and basketball-wise probably for the last 5 or 6 years.
Yes.
Basketball especially since Larry Brown was there.
Yes, no question. Oh, I remember when Larry Brown was there. Penn State was in a couple tournaments with SMU and being around Larry. And Larry, of course, was here as well because the Sixers had training camp here at Penn State. And when Larry was the coach.
I completely forgot about that.
Yeah. So. But I think they're going to do well in it. And one quick note. Everybody always talks about, everybody gets hepped up about expansion in Florida State. And they make a big deal out of it. And I keep telling people over and over again something very simple. I want to see how 18 runs first. And here's the reason why. There are no 18 school conferences in Division One. There's no model out there as to how it's supposed to work. You're going to run into some unintended consequences. You're going to have to make some tweaks as to what you're doing, which is fine, but there's no model out there for it. And I think that's a part that people don't quite get. You have to see how this works. You have to see what pitfalls happen and what works smoothly before you start thinking about, hey, let's bring in a whole bunch of other people too. Like, really?
I hadn't even thought of it until Phil Steele said it yesterday, but you can only, 9 different records you can have in the Big Ten. I hope they have a lot of tiebreakers.
So they have tiebreakers. And how about the point I made about Iowa?
Yeah.
They have 1/3 of their schedule in the conference and 25% of their overall schedule baked in every year because they chose and the opponent agreed to the rivalries of Nebraska, Wisconsin, and Minnesota.
You're listening.